D-Mace Finn Gnandonic, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. And we are presented by Bet365, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. Willie Dunick out today. Tomorrow, we will be live at Hermitage Golf Course for the fourth annual 615 Open Charity Golf Tournament. Looking forward to that. I'm not much of a golfer myself. I'm a good mini golfer.
Are you?
I grew up at the beach. There's a lot of mini golfing at the beach. If you need
me. That's how you honed your skills.
Right. If you need me to putt a colored ball through a gorilla's mouth, down a chute, into a hole, I can do it for you, buddy. Anything else? Can't do it. Shout out Jungle Golf, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Shout out. No free shouts. I don't care. Shout out Jungle
Golf. Shout out, but no free shout out.
Jungle Golf, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Shout out.
Oh, my goodness. That's where you honed your skills.
Right. So, like, if I took a step onto that immaculate green at Hermitage Golf Course tomorrow and someone told me, hey, sink a putt, wouldn't be able to do it.
No.
But if you rigged it up and had a little giraffe there or something – and you had to hit the ball through the giraffe's mouth, and it went down its neck and out of its butt and into the hole. I would eagle
you would
that.
Ace it.
I would eagle that sucker.
Hey, I think a lot of us feel that way, Adam. If they would only set up the course like a mini putt.
Yeah.
Like a putt-putt, yeah, I'm putt-putt. Solid.
Yes, we're good. But unfortunately, that's not the case.
Oh, man. All right. So the updates are flying at St. Thomas Sports Park because reporters who are there are not allowed to report on what's going on until after practice is over. So then you see this flurry of activity on social media from Teron Davenport and Paul Kaharski, among others. Mm-hmm. And during the break, I was reading some of these to Derek, and there was a tweet that pissed him off. But it wasn't the person who wrote the tweet. Mm-hmm. It was the context, the content of the tweet. And it's from Paul Kaharski. Quote, missing from Titans voluntary phase 3 OTA. Tyler Lockett, Legarius Sneed, Kevin Zeitler, Tavondre Sweat, and Jeffrey Simmons. And I could tell that bothered Derek Mason.
Yeah, and as you were saying.
And there's no other context to this.
Yeah, there's just
literally
no other
says,
context. Yeah.
Missing from Titans voluntary phase 3 OTA. Lockett, Sneed, Zeitler, Sweat, and Simmons. That's all it says.
Yes, and so I'm just going by what is said. Because I immediately said, well, were they in the building? Because that was my first thought. Like, okay, you say they weren't participating, but were they in the building? Because there's two
I guess we don't know that.
We don't know that. So I am going by what was told to me. That's how I am going to answer the question. Now, if we come to find out that there's more information, then I am able to adjust my answer. But as we speak now, based upon the information I have right now, which is what Paul put out and TD put out something to that effect, those individuals. Now, Lockett and Zeitler, and maybe because they're moving, families probably are in their respective cities. Zeitler, maybe his family is still in Michigan. Lockett's family may still be in Seattle. So, you know, coordinating all that, I know how it is. But I'm going to tell you this one thing, that when I signed with the Baltimore Ravens, yes, my family was in transition, but I had to be there. That first day they started, I was there. I was there. Even though my family was still making a transition, I had two little ones. My daughter was just, my son. Because we left when he was two, three. So my daughter was just in kindergarten at the time, or just getting ready to start kindergarten. And Marcy, she was doing a lot of stuff, you know, herself, because I was in the process of coming back and forth because I felt I needed to be there. But when I was at home, I was helping. We got all that stuff situated. But I felt I needed to be there first day. So when I look at, you know, Lockett and Zeitler, I understand. But, man, oh, man, I can give you somewhat of – I can give you a pass on that. But these other guys, man, you were a two-win football team last year. A three-win football team. Excuse me. I can't slight y'all a win. because I know they're hard to come by in this league. You were a three football win team. You were embarrassed during the season at times. You looked like an offense that didn't know what to do. You looked like a team that, you know, at times would just seem like lost. Y'all didn't seem like y'all were cohesive. To me, when you've come off a season with so much stuff that it went wrong, and you were a two-win team, which parlayed you to the number one pick, and I'm subject to change my answer based upon the information I get. But right now, ain't no damn way y'all shouldn't have been on that playing field practicing. Now, L'Jarius Sneed, I understand his knee. So his injury, knee, quad, whatever it is, he's sitting. But if you're available to be out there physically, then you need to be out there.
And I think you are now, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I do think that you are pointing the finger squarely at one Jeffrey Simmons.
Yes.
Because we talked about this yesterday.
This is right here. And Jeff can hear it, and he can be upset with me. That's cool. I'm not here to try. I'm going to be respectful to an individual. And I'm going to say, when you do good, you do good. When you do bad, hey, this is the way I am. So you may be upset about this when it gets to you. Just like Taylor Lewan was upset, I'm sure, when it got back to him, what I said. But when I talk, it's from experience. And you want to be a leader of this team. You want to be the leader of this team. And it's not like you're a 10-year vet, 12-year vet, 15-year vet. You know, because Ray Lewis, he didn't, you know, the voluntary things, he didn't show up to all of them. But, I mean, Ray had put in them years, all pros, defensive player of the year, Super Bowl winner. He had put in that. So he got some leeway, you know. But if you want to be the leader of this team, off a team that came off a season that they only won three games, and people are questioning your leadership, Jeffrey Simmons. And again, I'm subject to change my answer based upon more information I get, because I don't know if they were not in the building. But if you were not in the building, then shame on you. It really is shame on you. And I say shame on you for this reason, because, again, you were a three-win team. This organization is dying, begging for leaders, begging and dying for leaders. And I'm sure if you were not in the building, you squared it away with the head coach and everybody else. But even that, as a head coach, if it ain't family, like emergency family stuff, you knew these dates. You already had these dates. Your world, unfortunately, this is the way it is. Your world revolves around those dates. It does. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, your world revolves around those dates on the calendar. You don't do anything until you check those dates. Marcy, she used to look at the dates, and that's how we did our on vacations. When the team was there, we had to, especially, again, going to Baltimore, first year there, I had to make sure I was there because I came in thinking I have to be one of the leaders on this team. So I was there. Jeffrey Simmons, you want to be the leader of this team, and I think you have leadership qualities. But this is a season where you need to take that giant step. No more taking baby steps. No more. No more taking just a regular step. No. We running now, Jeff. You need to take longer steps. Your stride need to be a lot longer than what it has been. No two steps forwards and three steps back with you, Jeff. So, again, if you are in the building, then I apologize. And I can change my answer because you were in the building. But if you were not in the building, then, man, I hope you had a hell of a reason for not being in it.
I believe Denard Wilson will be speaking to reporters among the other coordinators. I think that's going to start happening soon. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he'll be asked about it. So we'll get that answer. I believe before practice, mm-hmm. when Brian Callahan spoke, Paul Kaharsky asked about Jeffrey Simmons, then said, is Jeffrey Simmons going to practice or is he here? And Callahan's response was, you'll find out, or you'll see, or something like that. And he wasn't on the field, so
like stuff like that. Maybe he is in the building, and Brian didn't know whether he was gonna go out there or not. But again, here's where I'm coming from. Jeff, if you were in the building, you should have been out on the field. Unless you're hurt and you are rehabbing. But even with that, what time is it? What time did they go on the field?
They started practice at like 11:30.
Okay, so you got in between 8 or 7 o'clock in the morning and 10 o'clock in the morning to get whatever rehab you needed to get in. If you were rehabbing something. But if you were in the building, you should have been visible out there on the field.
Practice was from 11 to 12:45.
Yeah, you should have been visible. If you were in the building, this is my opinion. It's not good or bad. It's just my opinion. If Jeffrey was in the building and he was rehabbing, again, our world is built around those segments of time that are cut out. Our world is built around that. As long as you play in the NFL, your world is built around that. So you know they're going to practice at 11. If you have to rehab, come in at 8 o'clock. Come in at 7 o'clock. Get your rehab in. Then go out on the field. Be visible. Those young guys like seeing that, man. Even those veteran guys, they like seeing that too. They may need your energy out there, man.
Here's a tweet from Paul Kaharski that may tick Derek off even more. Xavier Restrepo is in the building with Cam Ward, Gunnar Helm, Alec Iomanner, and Shimere Dike at 5 a.m. daily.
Well, the rookies have to. They make the rookies come in there early.
Fair enough.
Yeah, they make them come in there extra early. So I'm not asking them to come in at 5 o'clock in the morning. If you can do it, go do it. But
it's important to know, your point is, it's important to know whether Jeffrey Simmons is in the house.
Exactly.
If Jeffrey Simmons is in the building, although you wish that he were out on the field,
exactly,
you'll not accept it, but you'll live with it if he's in the building but not on the field.
Exactly.
But if he's not on the field and not in the building, then you have a problem.
Yeah, that's where I have the problem. And again, I'm not saying this for no other reason other than this, because it's not my career. I've had my career. It's long and long. It was long and it's gone. Okay? I had my career. But I know what it takes to sustain that career. I know the things that you have to do. And it doesn't mean, you know, just because I don't play defensive line. No, I still know what you need to do to stay in this game a long time. That I do know. And all I'm saying is, Jeffrey, is, listen, man, this is that season where, because I just read something this morning, actually, when I was looking at articles. And I think it was either SI, it might have been SI. And they were talking about Jeffrey Simmons and the Titans possibly, you know, they should try to extend his contract because he is like the old guard right now. SI?
Here was the tweet from 2 hours ago from Teron Davenport. Quote, Brian Callahan said if there's one person he doesn't have to worry about being ready for game day, it's Jeffrey Simmons. As for whether or not Simmons is there, Callahan simply said, quote, you'll find out.
That's a crock of, that's, see, this is where that really upset me. That really did.
Callahan's response?
Yeah, Callahan's response. That did something to me that I didn't think it would do. I was angry at that answer. I really was. I don't think Vrabel would ever say something like that. I don't think Harbaugh ever said something like that. And I'm not, and it's not like I think he's Harbaugh or I think he's Vrabes. I think Brian's a good coach. I'm not one of these guys that, no, I think he's a good coach. But man, when you last year don't reprimand Simmons for that, for the things he did, you didn't reprimand him then, and now you come back, even though, listen, I'm not questioning Jeffrey Simmons on a Sunday. I know that young man is going to lace him up and he's going to give you everything he got. I know that. I believe that. But your answer, no. No, you're giving him a pass. No one deserves a pass on this team. Nobody. Nobody deserves. Derrick Henry is gone. Kevin Byard is gone. Those were the guys that deserve passes. Those guys are gone. Nobody on this current team. And even though I think Ridley is a damn good player, I think Jeffrey's a damn good player, I think Pollard's a damn good player, and there's more on that team that I believe are good players, but none of them deserve a pass for anything. Why? Because you won three damn games last year. You don't deserve to pass as a head coach, and you don't need to be giving nobody else passes.
Here is that clip from earlier on Brian Callahan addressing Jeffrey Simmons.
What's Jeff's offseason been like to this point?
It's been pretty consistent for Jeff, I think. Again, whether you see him every day here or not, there's one person on his team probably more than anybody I never worry about being ready to play on Sunday, and that's Jeff. So been pleased with where he's at. He's working. I know he's ready to roll. So that's pretty all I can say to that. You'll find out.
So he's working. He's ready to roll. So he's not injured. He is not injured.
He was trying to be cheeky there, Brian Callahan, but you don't like
that. I know, but there.
Because when you add the context of Jeffrey Simmons not being thrown out of practice at training camp last year for throwing a punch and then arguing
with Buck.
With Buck. And yeah.
There's, you don't have, and again, Brian Callahan, I think he's a good coach. I do. I'm not trying to diminish anything. He has a hell of a job to do, I tell you that. But there's no time to be cute. I don't care who you're trying to be cute for or to, Paul, I guess. You don't have time to be cute when talking about certain things and certain players. That's all I'm saying. You were a 3-win football team last season. We lost 4 games in it. We won 4 games in one season. I remember that. It was because everybody else was injured. But even with that, guys were pissed off. Guys were mad. Guys were upset. Guys came back ready to work, ready to roll. You were a 3-win team last season. And the guy that you want to be a leader on your team, he wasn't out on the field. And he wasn't rehabbing. I thought he was rehabbing. He wasn't rehabbing. And if he was in the field, if he was in the building, strike my response. But I will say this. If you're in the building, be on the field. Again, if you're in the building, be on the field, because what those young guys see is you in the building, but you're not on the field. They need to see you on the field. You don't have to be working and all. No, they need your visibility out there. You want to be a leader? These are the things that you got to sacrifice. If you don't want to be out there, you got to be out there.
615-737-1025. So Jeffrey Simmons, not spotted on the field at OTAs today. You heard Brian Callahan's response. We'll find out, quote unquote, if Jeffrey Simmons was going to be out there. He wasn't. We don't know if he was in the building, but you heard what Derek said. What are your thoughts? 615-737-1025. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063, The Game.
What's Jeff's offseason been like to this point?
It's been pretty consistent for Jeff, I think. Again, whether you see him every day here or not, there's one person on his team probably more than anybody I never worry about being ready to play on Sunday, and that's Jeff. So been pleased with where he's at. He's working. I know he's ready to roll. So that's pretty all I can say to that. You'll find out.
Well, we did, at least when it came to being on the field. Jeffrey Simmons not on the field for voluntary. I know I'm going to emphasize that word because I know we're going to get text or calls to that effect. It's voluntary. Yes, I know it's voluntary. But Jeffrey Simmons not on the field. We don't know if he was in the facility. Derek has said that if he's in the facility, he should be out on the field. So we don't know if Jeffrey Simmons is in the house or not. Denard Wilson, defensive coordinator, and the other coordinators are going to be speaking to reporters shortly. If it hasn't already started, I'm sure Denard Wilson will be asked about Jeffrey Simmons, and we'll update you if we have any updates. But We have a lot of texts on our text line agreeing with Derek. One texter says, completely agree with D-Mace. Even if Simmons' individual performance last year was great, which it was not, he should be out there helping his teammates, especially the young guys. TD, not Teron Davenport, but TD from Nashville says, no playoffs plus no Pro Bowls equals no free passes. By the way, that first text was Steve from Hermitage. Thanks, Steve. Mm-hmm. One texter says, 100% D-Mace, this team is so pathetic. Dustin from Hopkinsville. That's why I say Callahan is not a good coach. If Vrabel was here, Simmons would be there. Vrabel wouldn't give that kind of answer because he wouldn't have to. Leader of men, Callahan, leader of failure.
Listen, again, I think Brian Callahan is a good coach. But when I look at other teams and I see their first day, and granted, the schedule may be called something else with other teams. But I look and I get, it's just like jealous. Like, this is what I want our team to be. When the first day of camp or the first day or whatever you want to call it, and this may not be the first, I don't know, but you see Derrick Henry, you see D-Hop, you see Lamar Jackson. Like, they're ready. Everybody's all in. Everybody, at least the supposed leaders. You think Derrick Henry really needs to be there on that day, that first day today? I think it is their first day or whatever they want to call it. You think Derrick Henry really has to be there? You think Lamar Jackson really has to be there? That's a chance for some of these other guys to get some reps. You think D-Hop really needs to be there? Look at the resume. They could have said, man, I ain't going. I catch up. Just give me the playbook. I get it. But those guys are there.
Yep. Lamar Jackson, DeAndre Hopkins, Derrick Henry, all on the field for Ravens OTA.
And that's what I'm looking at. Like, I want this. Like, I think people don't believe I want to see this team do well.
One texter says, was Derek Mason on the field at voluntary practice?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Go check the receipts. And if I wasn't there, we had already discussed it. Already discussed it. Okay? And it was a plan set in place. But for the most part, no. Especially when I went to Baltimore that first year, I was there. I didn't miss anything because I felt it was important to build a rapport with Kyle Bowler, a young quarterback that needed that connection with a veteran receiver. Why do you think D-Hop is there? Derrick Henry's there, the leadership. Lamar Jackson's there, the leadership. That's what I mean. And again, people may think I'm going at Jeffrey Booth, but I'm not. And I want all of this. If you want to recut it, I want to make sure you add that. Whatever show wants to, I want to make sure y'all add that in there too. That I think Jeffrey is a hell of a player. But you got to know the temperature of the room and the climate that you're in right now. And Jeffrey, I know you want to be the leader of this team. You said it yourself. These are the moments where now you really got to take steps to doing that. Because to me, this is critical. Like, this team is at a point where they need, why do you think Callahan is doing all these things? I think they're great, but why do you think he's trying to find that guy? Jeff, if you want to be that guy, then these are the things you're going to have to do. You may not think you need to do them, and you may not. But they're looking for a leader. And if you don't want to be that guy, then step back. That's cool. That is cool. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Just keep playing your ass off like I know you will. But somebody needs to step up in that role. And what that role means is what you see from Derrick Henry. And people, I'm not wanting to litigate Derrick Henry not being on his team again. Please, let's not go down that road. He's gone. He's been gone. Okay, let's not. But that's what you need. And I'm not saying that no one on that team possesses that. But what I'm saying is that these are the moments where it needs to show up. The guys need to start doing things that are maybe a little bit uncomfortable for them. Yeah, maybe it'll be nice to, go take a trip with my family. Maybe it'd be nice to, you know, do this with my mom or do this with my brother or, you know, my best friend. But you got to understand one thing and one thing only, that your first priority outside of like that, for me, it was my kids and my wife. That was outside of them. And they knew, like, football was the priority. Like, it had to be if you want to survive for a long time, if you want to really make a dent in this league. And, Jeff, this is an opportunity where you can take that step because the Titans need it. Why do you think, again, why do you think Brian is trying to do all these things? They're looking for that guy. You have the qualities, but now you got to show up each and every time. Again, I don't think you're a bad guy. You're a hell of a player. You could take what I want, and you could take what I'm saying and take offense to it. So be it. But I'm speaking from someone that wants you to be the best player that you can be and be a leader, because this team is devoid of leaders right now, like a leader. That's why they're looking for it. I'm not saying that it can't happen on this team. I'm not saying that they don't have the guys that I think, but they're looking for it. Don't matter what I think. It's what they're thinking. And right now, Brian Callahan is thinking, man, I'm trying to do everything to try to find me a leader. Cam, he's going to be that, but it's going to take him some time. But you older guys been here 6, 7, 8 years, they've been in the league. No, man, it's time for y'all to start taking bigger steps.
We talked about this the other day, that oftentimes the top players on a team are considered the leaders. Mm-hmm. But not every top player is cut out to be a leader.
No.
Jeffrey Simmons, when he entered the NFL, make sure I have my timeline here correct, he had Derrick Henry, mm-hmm. he had Ryan Tannehill, mm-hmm. he had Kevin Byard, mm-hmm. so he didn't have to be that guy because that responsibility was taken care of by those players among others. This is from the outside looking in because I am not in the Titans locker room every day. Now, This is a situation where I would have much more trust in what Teron Davenport has to say or mm-hmm. Paul Kaharsky has to say because they interact with these players on a daily basis. From afar, it does not seem that Jeffrey Simmons is cut out to be a leader. Mm-hmm. And if that and look, if that's the case, that's fine.
Leadership isn't for everybody. Being a leader isn't for everybody.
If that's the case, that's fine. But it does feel that the Titans have been trying to convince us now, mm-hmm. for a couple of years, Jeffrey Simmons, he's a great leader. Jeffrey Simmons, great leader. I don't know if that's true. And the problem that the Titans have, Derek, mm-hmm. as you said yesterday, is that there are players who have leadership qualities, but they haven't been molded into leaders yet. Mm-hmm. So you may have to have Jeffrey Simmons as your leader by default. Because he's the veteran, he's the highly paid defensive tackle, mm-hmm. one of the highest paid players at his position in the NFL. So sort of by, well, default, Jeffrey Simmons, you know, he's been around for a while. He gets paid a lot of money. He could be the leader while we figure it out. But that may not be the best course of action. But they may not have any other choice right now until they are able to find the leader. One texter says, Big Jeff has tried and failed this team as a leader. Maybe Jeff doesn't want to be a leader. Maybe it's all about himself and the next contract, wherever that may be. So that's my point, is that Jeffrey Simmons, again, from afar, mm-hmm. and this is a better question for Teron or Paul or someone who's around the Titans on a daily basis. From afar, it does not appear that Jeffrey Simmons is cut out to be a leader. And again, I'm fine with that. As long as the Titans are also not selling us on Jeffrey Simmons being a leader.
Yes, they can't. If he hasn't convinced the team or anyone else that he's a leader, you can't try to force that upon a person. Again, I think everybody has leadership qualities. But then there are only a few that can actually be leaders. And again, Jeffrey has leadership qualities, but is he the clear-cut leader of this young, developing, hopefully, roster.
A ton of turnover on this team. A ton of roster turnover.
This is a young team. This is a team that hasn't been together a long time. They haven't. And you, when you're looking for someone, you need that person to, you know, to sacrifice some things in order to be that guy that he wants to be, but definitely you want him to be. And listen, I'm not walking around tied to the hip with Jeffrey, so I'm not saying he's not sacrificing, because I played the game long enough, so I know we all sacrifice something. But I think if you're going to be the leader of the team, see, there's different leaders. You got leaders of groups, and then you have leaders of teams, like the team. If you can be the leader of a group, but if you want to be the leader of the team, then your sacrifice has to be something that no one ever questions, ever. Because they know outside of your family, like if you're married and got kids, or your kids, that's what I'm talking about, family. Love my mama, loved my dad. But listen, my job was first. But when it came to my children and my wife, they understood that job, yeah, I got to make sure Derek is right when he step on that field. Jeffrey, you got to sacrifice, and I know you know this. You got to sacrifice more than everybody else. And eventually Cam's going to be the one that has to sacrifice more than anybody else. But at this present time, and I'm going to say this very clear, at this present time, Jeffrey Simmons, and I'm directing this straight at you. So, again, don't mix my words up here. You, Jeffrey Simmons, have to start sacrificing more. Whatever you think you're sacrificing, because now you want to be the leader of the team. We're talking about 50-some other players.
Not just the defense. Yes,
and an organization. The face. Cam's going to be it. He's going to get there. But until then, you want to be that guy. You're going to have to sacrifice, man, more than what you think you do. And I'm sure you're sacrificing already, so I'm not going to question you with that. Again, I'm not questioning that. But when it comes to guys that are leaders of 52 men in an organization, then yes, you must, and I repeat, you must sacrifice just a little bit more than everybody else. Because why? Everybody else is looking at you. These young fellas that's coming through these doors, you know how hard it is, Jeff. You know exactly how hard it is. Even though you are a first rounder, you know how hard it is. So they need somebody to lead them through that until Cam Ward is ready to lead. Because you said it, and everybody else, from one GM to another head coach, Jeffrey's the leader. Rand Carthon, Brian Callahan, Jeffrey's the leader. Well, Jeff, man, you're going to have to sacrifice just a tad bit more, man. You're just going to have to. And I'm not getting down on it. I'm just saying you're going to have to sacrifice a little bit more. So either, I'm going to say like my boy Chris Sanders say, you either can get bitter with me because I said it, or you can get better from it.
615-737-1025. We'll take your thoughts on Jeffrey Simmons not being on the field for voluntary OTAs. Again, I know it's voluntary, but Derek just laid it out for you why it shouldn't be voluntary for Jeffrey Simmons. 615-737-1025. We'll wrap up the show next. Mike Vrabel having to deal with an interesting situation in New England. We'll discuss that next as well. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025, 1063, The Game. D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 1025, 1063, The Game. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. Stillman & Company coming up next. I believe Jared is out at Titans practice, so he won't be joining us for the transition, but you will hear him at 2 o'clock, of course, with Stillman & Company. We will be live tomorrow at Hermitage Golf Course for the fourth annual 615 Open Charity Golf Tournament. Looking forward to that. Again, if anybody wants to set up a mini golf course, I will nail it. But I don't think that's going to happen because it's a serious golf tournament. But we will all be out there tomorrow, and we are looking forward to supporting a great cause. So, Mike Vrabel dealing with an interesting situation in New England. Here is a headline from the Daily Mail, a sentence that has never been nor will ever be uttered about me in my life. Stefon Diggs swarmed by bikini-clad women during boat party, with girlfriend Cardi B just meters away. So I learned today that Cardi B and Stefon Diggs are together. But he was indeed swarmed by bikini-clad women. Again, something that will never happen to me, and that's okay. I've moved past that. I can live with it. But I suppose there was a video that went viral of Stefon Diggs on this boat holding what appeared to be a pink powder. If Mike Vrabel had to answer for that today, he said, quote, "It's something that we're aware of. Obviously, we want to make great decisions on and off the field. Any conversations that I've had with Stefon will remain between him and I and the club." Vrabel went on to say that Diggs was not present for Wednesday's voluntary OTA session. He said any player that isn't with the team has been in communication with the club, but did not give any idea about when Diggs, who has been at other work, might be back with the team. So, an interesting situation right off the hop for Mike Vrabel in New England, Derek Mason.
I don't think it's a powdery substance. I think it's a gummy of some sort. Now, what type of gummy is it? I don't know. Is it just your regular run-of-the-mill gummy that you just get from your convenience store? It could be.
Doubt it.
Or is it another gummy? Who knows? It's not a powdery substance. It's not, because I zoomed in on it. It's two different colors. It's like a pinkish, and then it's like a turquoise dark color. And you can tell that they're gummy, like strips or whatnot, as opposed to a powdery substance. So let's sort of take that. I did my forensics on it, and it seems to be not a powdery substance. So let's take that off the table. You just got to be conscious. I mean, you know, everybody loves to go out and enjoy themselves. And in Stefon's case, his girlfriend is meters away, and I guess that's their friends, all their friends.
Well, you asked me during the break. You said, don't you think he would have noticed if he's being recorded? And I said, if I was on a luxury yacht surrounded by bikini-clad women, I don't think I would notice anything else
Here is – because I am so paranoid. And this may be my paranoia, watching so many things that have happened, like people filming people and them. I am so paranoid that I pay it – like if I've had – because I'm not a big drinker anyway. And really my max, ask anybody, is like two drinks. But even with that, it's like I'm still trying to be aware – I'm aware of what's around me because people take it upon themselves. While you're having a good time, they film or they take pictures. And sometimes they're doing it just to have fun. Sometimes they're doing it for nefarious reasons. That's why I try to always be conscious of, I don't get that so out of it where I don't know what's going on. I'm not having that much fun that I don't know what's going on around me. And I'm not saying that I looked at the video. He should have known what was going around, but maybe he was so happy about all of the, you know, the women around and on the boat. I guess that does something to you. You know, I'm 51 years old. I don't experience that. Okay. I'm not on a boat with like five women with gummies, whether they're gummies from the local gas station or not. I don't walk around with my hand. So I don't know. I just think whatever he was doing, hopefully it wasn't what it seemed to be. But I understand he can have a good time and everything else, but he has to be aware that people, especially now that he's dating Cardi B,
yes,
the attention is going to be even more on him this offseason than anything. So just because you saw Travis Kelce do it with Taylor Swift, you know, and how he had to manage all that, And it looked good. I'm sure it looked great from the outside, but I'm sure they had their own problems as far as it's trying to keep things, you know, just to them and their relationship.
It's a different level. It's a different level of fame.
Yeah, it is.
Because Stephon Diggs and, I think to a greater extent, Travis Kelce are famous. They're good football players. Mm-hmm. But then you enter a different stratosphere of fame, especially when you're Travis Kelce dating arguably the biggest celebrity in the world.
Now, and I'm not, you know, believe me, Swifties, don't get on me. I'm not saying that your savior is not the best thing when it comes to entertainment in the world. She probably is. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. But when you date people of celebrity status, especially those two, even though Cardi B isn't on the level of Taylor Swift, Cardi B is known around the U.S.
Yes, she is. She is exponentially more famous than Stephon Diggs.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So it's a different level of fame when you're dating someone like that. So he would still be getting a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different when you're dating an incredibly popular entertainer.
I'm sure Travis Kelce found that out very quickly. Like, man, I got to be careful of how I move now, because now more cameras are on me because of who I'm dating. Stephon Diggs needs to find that out very quickly. And I'm sure after this video, he's going to realize that, okay, now I really see it. Like, I see it. Everything we do is filmed and put out there.
One texter, Caleb, wants to know why Tavondre Sweat wasn't there. We talked a lot about Jeffrey Simmons.
I want to know.
But Sweat wasn't there either.
But again,
but the implication, perhaps, maybe I'm putting words in Caleb's mouth, and Caleb, if I am, I'm sorry, it's that, well,
Jeff wasn't there.
Who's Tavondre Sweat's, who's his go-to
exactly.
guy?
And that's what I was sort of kind of thinking.
Jeffrey Simmons.
So I'm not going to, listen, I don't want, and I said this, so I'm not going to be a hypocrite. No one deserves a pass. No one, because his team was so bad. No one deserves this and that, or the excuse. Nobody. Because you were a 3-win football team. So Tavondre Sweat, you need to be in camp. You need to be there, big fella. You know? And what would help you is if Jeffrey was there. Again, I understand. Jeffrey, you're a hell of a player. I will never, you know, diminish you as a football player on the field, because I know you play your ass off. I do. But leadership, you want to be that guy. You said it in each, you know, Rand Carthon said it, Brian Callahan, you need to take a bigger step, man. You need to start, because that big fella behind you that's a tad bit bigger than you, he's watching you, man. That young man is watching you. And he may take some of his cues, not all of his cues, but he may take some of his cues from you. And y'all may have discussed that you weren't going to be there and all this. I get it. But when you're a 3-win football team, there's no reason why you shouldn't be in the building. No reason, unless, again, your family. I'm talking about immediate family, wife, you know, kid. But then again, your life is built around football, not the other way around.
By the way, speaking of the Patriots and speaking of big fellas, have you seen this Desmond Watson? He weighed in at 464 pounds at Florida's Pro Day, the heaviest player in NFL history. 464 pounds.
That's not the big defensive tackle, because he got drafted. He dropped down to 400, didn't he, the big fella from Florida? Didn't he drop his weight down to, I think, 400, because he was over 400?
464 pounds.
Is that the same guy that was there last year? Are you talking about an NFL guy or a pro guy? I mean, a college guy.
I'm talking about a college guy. Maybe I'm getting it confused.
Yeah, you may be getting it.
Because, either way, big guy.
Oh, yeah. He was. If we're talking about the same guy, if you're talking about the guy I'm talking about, he was a big fella. He's still a big fella, but he was a bigger fella at Florida. But then I think he's lost, if I'm not mistaken, he's lost over 20 pounds, something like that.
I'm all confused. I'm just thinking about the bikini-clad women on the yacht. So,
hey, if you're a Stephon, man, then maybe, you know?
So,
forgive me. All the Stephons. You talk about Urkel Stephon. He got all
Stephon
the ladies
from Saturday Night Live.
Stephon, and not Stephon Diggs.
Yes. So, I think the bikini-clad women has my brain all in a mix. And I think that's why it's a good time to end it here for today. We will be live at Hermitage Golf Course tomorrow for the 4th annual 615 Open Charity Golf Tournament. Looking forward to it. We'll be out there. So will Chase and Big Joe. So will Jared Stillman for a great cause. Again, I'm going to petition the people over there. Just set up a mini putt for me.
Put a few gorillas, 18 holes. A few
it needs to be jungle animals because jungle golf was my go-to when I was in high school.
What about
a
lighthouse?
No, I can't do a lighthouse because the thing spins and it blocks
the
ball.
That's fair.
So you don't want no obstacles or anything.
You don't want nothing moving.
Have you ever one-putted a ball through a gorilla's mouth? I don't think you have, Derek Mason. Stillman & Company coming up
true
next.
Athlete.
Be love on your people. Have a safe, blessed, wonderful Thursday. What is it? Wednesday.
It's sorry. It's Wednesday.
Peace.